This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Day. And Dr. Day was an orthopedic surgeon, professor of orthopedics, University of California, when I was practicing down in Santa Cruz, and basically after a number of years and certainly moving up through the ranks and being on her way towards becoming a professor at one of the major universities in the country. Why, certainly, Lorraine, there was the time of the AIDS epidemic, and Lorraine and I got involved in trying to stop the spread of AIDS, the unnecessary spread of AIDS. And then, of course, Lorraine came down with breast cancer. Well, I'm going to let her tell you this story because it changed her life. She was willing to give up her profession and perhaps is doing something far more important today. And I will tell you, I've learned a great deal from Lorraine. I agree with her basic context that we certainly are having very real health problems, in large part because of what we eat and because we're not doing what is logical. Lorraine, you pick up the story and explain to our listeners what is really going on and why you gave up a wonderful career in orthopedic surgery to do something perhaps even far more important.
Well, yes, I've not given up the practice of medicine because I think that I'm doing a greater service. I've trained a lot of young people to be good orthopedic surgeons and orthopedic trauma surgeons, as I was. But there are very few doctors who are telling people how to really be well. There are few doctors who can tell a person how they can reverse their cancer. Not only that, there are few doctors who can tell a person how to do that who have already done it themselves. I developed breast cancer in 1993. Lump was small at first, and I had it biopsied at two major medical centers, Scripps in La Jolla, San Diego, California, and at Loma Linda University Medical Center, a medical school, and it was diagnosed as breast cancer. As I said, the lump was small at first, and I knew that I wasn't going to have chemotherapy or radiation or mastectomy. And as I said times on your show before, I knew that I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting them off, one or both, will not cure breast cancer. Even though people like Angelina Jolie and various other celebrities have stated they have no problem having their breasts cut off. But we doctors work at the wrong end of cancer. We're always trying to eliminate the tumor. But the tumor is not the problem. The tumor is a result of a sick body. It's the sick body that's the problem. If you cut off a person's body parts or cut out their organs to get rid of the tumor, you still have the sick body. And that's why so many people develop cancer someplace else in their body subsequently, is because they haven't fixed their sick body. The sick body is caused by the way we think, eat, live, and handle stress. And that's what we've got to fix. But people don't want to do that because they don't like to change their bad habits, even though they can kill them. Is that the music coming on here?
That's the music, but you go right ahead. I'll tell you when we have to stop.
Okay. So people want to continue their bad habits, again, even though they may be killing them. I decided I was going to do whatever it took to get well. And so I changed everything about my life. I refused chemotherapy because it causes cancer and it destroys the person's immune system. The immune system is the one system in our body God has given us to get us well and keep us well.
Well, Lorraine, we're getting ready to go to a break. Are you on a regular telephone because you're coming in very, very soft?
Oh, really? I'm on a regular telephone, the same one I was on this morning.
I'm going to have my secretary call you back.
All right.
You hang up.
We'll call in just
a moment.
Gather far across the sea.
this is Dr. Stan. Lorraine, are you there? Lorraine, are you there?
Can you hear me any better?
Yes, yes, sounds much better. Go right ahead.
All right. Okay, it's the same line. She just, I guess we got a better connection.
Right, you go right ahead.
Okay. So I decided that I was going to do whatever it took to get well. No matter what I had to eat, no matter what I had to give up, no matter what I had to incorporate in my life. And the way I got well from cancer is really quite simple. It's just not easy. It's simple because everything in the plan is free except for food. And you have to buy that anyway, or else it's better off if you grow your own. But everything else in the health plan that I use to get well is free. And now with Obamacare coming in, costing huge amounts of money, Obamacare is not about care. It's not about health care. It's about denial of care. What we're headed for is really the elimination of doctors in America. I knew this about 35 years ago when I was asked to be on a National Institutes of Health committee. Consensus Development Conference, where I was flown to Washington along with several others. There were about 12 of us on the committee. It was on biomaterials, and there were two orthopedic surgeons and some bioengineers and some metallurgists, and they put us in a room for all day and gave us a problem. And I thought, I don't understand what this is all about. Why are they doing this? And as Stan knows, they would publish these in the Journal of the American Medical Association under consensus development conferences. To make a long story short, at that time, over a period of about 20 years, they were having many of these conferences.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Right?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the doctor of the day is saying that Obamacare is not about medical care. It's about denying access to medical care. It's about doing away with doctors. And she was telling Sydney about 25 or 35 years ago when she was a professor, why she was flown back to Washington, D.C. for some sort of a conference on Sydney. And the use of the devices orthopedists use, the implants, and basically they put she and this 12 people who were with her back in Washington, D.C. into a room to work out some sort of a question, you know, and she was wondering, why did they fly me all the way back here to answer this question, you know, suddenly, what did you find out? What did you figure out that this was really all about?
Well, they gave us a horrid lunch of cold cuts and mayonnaise and white bread, and then they kept us in there all day, and they left all those cold cuts out for the whole day, not refrigerated, and they said, well, you just eat the same thing for dinner. Well, of course, everybody was afraid they'd get poisoned with it. Nobody did. We said, we want to go out to eat, and they said, no, you're not allowed to leave the room. We were imprisoned. We were in prison. So anyway, we came, we were startled at that. And then we came to our conclusion about the protocol for this particular question. And they said, no, we don't like your answer. Go back and confer again. So we did. And a couple of hours later, we said, no, this is our answer. And they said, well, it doesn't matter. We're going to rewrite it anyway, according to what we want. It was a total sham. And what they were doing is they were looking at every question in medicine and making a protocol for it. So now they will be able to eliminate almost all doctors. They will have physician's assistants who will be trained for about 6 weeks. The clinics eventually will all be in Walmart. They will take cashiers, as wild as this sounds, they will take cashiers, train them to take somebody's blood pressure and pulse, have them fill out a form. Now, you know when you go to your doctor's office, you fill out a form of what diseases you've had and what symptoms you have now, what operations you've had, and they will just do that, and that will then be put through a computer. And out the other end will be the drugs that this former clerk, now called glorified physician's assistant, will hand you the piece of paper, which will be a prescription made by the computer, and then you will go next door to the pharmacy in Walmart. And that's how 98% of all patients will be treated. They will eliminate doctors because they don't want doctors who make a decent income. They want to eliminate the intelligentsia of the country. And then for the few cases that cannot be handled that way, they will have a panel of doctors in New York, handpicked, that will view the patient wherever they are on a closed circuit, back and forth television set, be able to talk to the patient, such as in FaceTime on your cell phone. They will be able to talk to the patient. They'll tell the this glorified clerk maybe to touch here and touch there. They'll be able to put monitors on the patient to hear their heart and their lungs and all of that. And so a very few doctors in New York will rule the entire country. Now, there will be some areas where they'll do surgery, but those will be centers in maybe one or two in the state, and the people will go there for surgery. But they will have total control over whether they decide whether you're worth treating. And if you are retired, if you are disabled, if you are very ill, they will not treat you because you have become a useless eater. So I realized something strange was going on really way back 30 years ago or more, because there was no reason for them to be doing this. And I figured out they were trying to make a protocol for every single question in medicine so it could eventually be done by computer.
Well, it wouldn't be at all surprised. These people really want a rational access to health care, and I'm sure that older people are certainly not going to get the reconstructive procedures that can really transform their lives. Certainly, I've had two total hips. I mean, certainly, I'm able to get around and be productive at 85, but basically, of course, it's very obvious that under this new system, they're not going to have the money to provide for this. They're already beginning to cut back dramatically on the amount of money available for Medicare. And where is the outcry from the people of our country and for our political leaders? Why, a few of the Republicans are a little disturbed by this. They're going to try to come up with some sort of an accommodation. But certainly, although organized medicine is up in arms, while the average individual isn't it wonderful, we're going to be able to get free medical care. Well, of course, now people are beginning to see what it's going to cost. I know with my son, it was going to raise his annual premium for $4,000 for a basic medical care program, a calamity or program from $4,000 to $14,000.
Oh.
I don't even know what he's done. I'll have to give him a call. I just hope he's got some sort of coverage. But basically, it's going to run up the cost immensely for people.
This is another way to break the back of middle America. And people will not be able to afford it, and so they'll be left without medical care. This is not a plan to provide medical care for the nation. It's a plan to keep from providing care while breaking the economic back of the entire population. That's why it's so important for people to learn how to take care of themselves. One of the things I used to get well from cancer was sunlight. Sunlight lowers high blood pressure, lowers resting heart rate, increases the cardiac output, the amount of blood that the heart can pump, lowers blood cholesterol, decreases blood sugar in diabetics, increases energy, endurance, and muscle strength. It actually increases muscle bulk. Not as much as exercise, but it actually does even without exercise. Sunlight increases the body's tolerance to stress. It increases the body's resistance to infection. It increases the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood. It increases sex hormones. It increases resistance of the skin to infections. And it decreases the size of internal cancerous tumors. And it does not cause skin cancer. That's the sun. The sun, and it's free, and people are afraid of the sun. They're covering up. I'm not suggesting people go out and burn themselves in the sun, but sun is good for us. sunlight is not harmful in normal quantities. It is not harmful. It's very beneficial. We need sun. You can't raise a healthy garden without sun. You can't raise a healthy garden without the proper amount of water. You can't raise a healthy garden without nutritious soil. You can't raise a healthy garden without restraining the pests from disturbing it and eating the plants. But it's the same way with human beings. You can't raise a healthy human being without proper water, without sunlight, without nutritious food, and without freedom from stress. It is the same way. We came from the soil. God designed us and created us from the soil. We need to eat from the soil, and we need the same things that grains, fruits, and vegetables need to stay alive. And, people will walk their dog. They'll get in a golf cart and walk their dog. The dog needs to be walked. Well, you need to walk, too. Don't get in a golf cart. Walk your dog. But people don't want to do it. So we need these kinds of things. Water is extremely important. In fact, water is what really holds the body together. Without water, if you are dehydrated, you will age your skin prematurely. We lose water every day from breathing, from perspiration, even when it's not hot. We lose water because when we digest our food, the body has to take in huge amounts of water from the cells to make the enzymes and to digest the food. But people drink caffeine, and caffeine is a diuretic. It takes more water out of the body than comes in with the drink. Plus, it has about 100 toxins in it, but people like to drink it. The fight-or-flight reaction, when we become stressed or angry, the fight-or-flight reaction produces cortisol and adrenaline. Fight-or-flight reaction dehydrates the body. Stress causes very, very damaging effects on the body. When we are stressed, as I said, with anger or domestic stress, job stress, the body produces cortisol, which is like cortisone, and these things cause depression. Cortisone causes depression, anxiety, psychosis, intestinal bleeding, convulsions, muscle wasting, personality changes, glaucoma, migraine headaches, difficulty breathing, mood swings, all of these things. And all we need to do to eliminate this fight-or-flight reaction is learn how to handle our stress, and the best way is to truly trust God. God tells us, be anxious for nothing. We're supposed to come to God like little children. I have twin granddaughters who are 2.5 years old. If you want to see them, you can see pictures of them on my website at drday.com. That's drday.com. They're found in the place where it says, is Dr. Day still alive? And these little children depend on their parents, my son and his wife, to take care of them. They don't worry about where their next meal is coming from. We're supposed to be that same way with the Lord. Do we have to stop now?
No, probably we better slow down. This is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Lorraine Day. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But you listen to what Lorraine says. We need exercise. We need sunlight. We need water. But the most important thing is the diet. And we have to have a proper diet or else we'll be killing ourselves. We'll be back in just a moment here. This is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead, Lorraine.
One of the biggest problems with the lack of water, dehydration is it causes pain. Dehydration is one of the major causes of fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. There are other things, of course, that cause it: too much sugar, not eating the right food, not exercising, not getting enough sunlight, and all those. But dehydration is a major cause of pain. Dehydration can cause migraine headaches. Dehydration can cause muscle pain, chronic fatigue, and it can cause ulcers and gastroesophageal reflux, which is nothing more than heartburn. The way to eliminate heartburn is to drink water. The way to eliminate ulcers is to drink water. An MD, Dr. Feridun Batmanghelidze, has cured 3,000 cases of ulcer, stomach ulcer, with nothing more than water. And water is essentially free. I don't suggest you drink it out of the tap because it's got chlorine and fluoride. And fluoride, by the way, is a killer. Fluoride does not stop cavities. Sunlight stops cavities, and vitamin D stops cavities better than fluoride. Fluoride is a toxin. It is a waste product of aluminum production, and it causes infertility, and it causes a decrease in the ability to make sound judgments. It affects the brain. Many of the general anesthetics that we give patients in the operating room to put them unconscious so they can have an operation contain fluoride. Fluoride is not good for you. Fluoride is a toxin that causes a decreased response of your brain, and it causes a brittleness of the bones. Many of the osteoporosis drugs contain fluoride or a fluoride-like substance, and there are now just as many broken bones from the treatment of osteoporosis as there is for osteoporosis, which is soft bones, because when they give you the drugs, it makes your bones brittle. So they still break. They just break because your bones are brittle rather than breaking because your bones are soft. What you need to do is you need to eat right and live right and exercise properly and get the proper rest at the proper time of night. Do all of those things. That's what prevents osteoporosis. In fact, one of the biggest causes of osteoporosis is eating animal products, because animal products cause the body to become acid. The body has to keep the pH in a very narrow range. So when all this acidity comes into the body has to neutralize it immediately, and it does so by pulling calcium out of the bone. So a lot of the advertisements say drink milk so you won't get thinning bones.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Lorraine Day. If you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Lorraine is saying that we should be very, very careful. And a lot of the things we're doing, the things we're eating, is drinking milk, that was suddenly eating meat. But go right ahead, Lorraine.
Well, osteoporosis, if a woman wants to prevent osteoporosis, she needs to eliminate animal products from her diet. And that means even milk and other dairy products, yogurt. They say, oh, drink milk, eat yogurt, eat cottage cheese, eat cheese. It's good for you. No, it's not. And there are all sorts of substitutes for that. There's almond cheese, and you can make cheese out of cashews. And those don't have the detrimental effect on your body that cow's milk and cheese made from cow's milk does have. These are animal products. Again, they acidify your body, and your body has to neutralize them by pulling the calcium out of your bones. The more milk you drink, cow's milk, the more osteoporosis you will develop. And you say, well, that's not what they tell me on TV, but I'll just tell you they're lying to you. They're lying to you because they want you to buy their product. It's been known for at least 30 years that animal products promote osteoporosis. And doctors should know that, but they don't seem to know it. And particularly rheumatologists and orthopedic surgeons and And metabolic doctors, they don't seem to know this, even though it's been around in the literature for many, many years. Again, water is simple. But what did God say? He said, I will use the simple things to confound those who think they are wise. And everything I used to get well from cancer, and of course I also had Parkinson's, and I developed symptoms of multiple sclerosis as well. All those were reversed when I changed everything about my life. Another very important thing is sleep. You have to get your sleep at the proper time of night. Sleeping is not a waste of time. When you sleep, the body produces healing hormones, repair enzymes. Doctors are completely ignorant of the importance of sleep. But when you sleep, particularly in the early hours of the evening, you need to be asleep by 10 o'clock at night. And you produce human growth hormone when you are asleep by 10 o'clock at night. The human growth hormone is produced in the first few hours you are asleep. If you don't go to sleep till after midnight, you'll produce almost no human growth hormone, which is one of the useful anti-aging hormones in your body.
Well, Lorraine, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
What about people who have schizophrenia or certainly severe depression? Well, certainly, is there anything specifically that will help them, schizophrenics?
Yeah, the same plan works on all of them. Whether it's anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, the mind problems are exactly the same as the physical body problems. And they all are caused by the way we eat, think, act, live, and handle stress, and they're all reversed in the same way. People have reversed their manic depression. People have reversed their depression. By the way, if you just eat sugar, too much sugar, sugar causes all the symptoms of anxiety and depression. And doctors don't realize that. Then when a person gets shaky and tremulous and emotionally labile and cries a lot and withdraws, they'll go to the doctor and the doctor will give them Prozac or Zoloft or something like that, when all they're suffering from is hypoglycemia from eating too much sugar because their insulin is overproducing, using up the sugar they're eating. Then they use up even more, so they become hypoglycemic. And hypoglycemia, a patient with that will exhibit the same symptoms of anxiety and depression and bipolar disorder. So all of these things are caused by the same thing. God says that if we follow his laws, which include his health laws, his commandments and his decrees, he will keep us free from every disease. Now, he doesn't say every physical disease. He says every disease. That includes emotional diseases and disorders as well.
All right. Well, I guess the question is Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day. And when we get back from the break, why, we'll certainly have her tell you how you can get her material. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Lorraine, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And these are things that the average doctor never would learn in medical school. Really, the importance of certainly of proper diet, and certainly a lot of doctors prescribe all sorts of food supplements, and many of them do far more harm than good. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Another thing that is a result of lack of sleep is hypothyroidism. And 27 million people in America suffer from a thyroid condition. Doctors give out prescriptions for thyroid medication almost at the same rate as tickets are sold for the lottery. And yet sleep deprivation and the wrong diet and not drinking enough water and not exercising properly, those things are what cure hypothyroidism, not taking drugs. And the thyroid medication that's taken either comes from animals, pigs or cows, or it's synthetic. But we don't need those sorts of things. People take thyroid because they're low on energy. Well, one reason they're low on energy is because they're drinking coffee, which hypes them up for a time, but then they pay a dear price because they have a big letdown later. Sugar does the same thing. Sugar gives them a lift, and then they have a letdown later. When you are tired, you need sleep. When you are tired, you don't need a cup of coffee. You don't need a load of sugar. You need sleep. And so that's what people don't do. They don't want to go to sleep. They want to stay up, and so they take all sorts of energy drinks and caffeinated colas, and they take coffee. Coffee is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's only, around the world, coffee is only second to oil as the largest industry in the world. So what we need is, again, if men are worried, that you'll see all these advertisements for low T, low testosterone. Well, one of the things that boosts testosterone is getting to bed on time. Getting to bed by 10 o'clock at night, and people don't want to do that. And the same thing with melatonin. It's better to form your own melatonin so you can sleep properly rather than take pills that contain melatonin. Melatonin also improves immunity, but the kind of melatonin that does it is what you produce properly in your own body.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Sarah calling from Cincinnati. Sarah, did you have a question for our guest?
I have type 2 diabetes, and I've had it for about 7 years.
All right, fine. Okay, so what's the question?
Well, the question is, what does she suggest I do to bring my blood sugar down?
All right, fine. Sarah has type 2 diabetes. Lorraine, what would you say to her?
Okay. You can be cured of your type 2 diabetes in 6 months if you follow the right things. Type 2 diabetes is caused by eating too much fat, too much sugar, and not exercising enough. Those three things. If you stop eating animal products, you will decrease your fat enormously and stick to fruits, grains, and vegetables. You say, oh, well, those are carbohydrates. Yes, those are good carbohydrates. The carbohydrate in fruits, grains, and vegetables is attached to fiber, and that's what causes a slow rise in your insulin. When you eat processed food, when you eat meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, all those things give you too much fat. When you eat processed food, when you eat bread, when you eat pastries and all of those things cause too much sugar and too much fat in your body, and your cells that produce insulin get fatigued and they stop producing insulin. You've got to give them a rest. Stop, go on a vegan diet. Start exercising. Start drinking your water. And you will be amazed how fast your diabetes will go away.
Does that answer your question there, Sarah?
Well, it does partially.
I could suggest, certainly, you may want to go to Lorraine's website and get her material. She's got tremendous material there. But basically, it's follow her advice. Basically, you've got nothing to lose. You've got type 2 diabetes, and it will eventually kill you if you don't take. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
All right, fine. You go to, and we're going to have Lorraine tell people how to get in touch with her. Do you have anything else to ask before we let you go?
Well, that was the main thing. Arthritis, you already discussed that because I'm starting to get that, too. You know,
okay,
we're starting
fine.
To get everything.
Well, why don't you, and you hang on, and certainly I'll let you go. But you go to her website and get her material. I think you'll be amazing.
Okay.
And then I want you to call back here in about a month and let me know what's happening. Will you do that?
I will do that.
God bless. Thanks very much, Sarah. And before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your material.
Right.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But how can people get to your website, get your information?
Go to my website at www.drday.com. That's drday.com, all small letters, drday.com. The specific DVDs that you want are Diseases Don't Just Happen and You Can't Improve on God. Those two are very important. But I have a whole starter package for people with serious diseases like cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, all those things. It's right on the front page, the home page of my website. And I have many different DVDs on different topics. Turn on the Light, Overcoming Anxiety and Depression and Other Mental Disorders Without Drugs. And a workbook that helps a person implement the plan that's on the DVDs. I've got a 5-CD set called Stress Success, Overcoming Stress in a Stressful World, and How to Do It Without Drugs. Drugs don't cure your disease. The longer you take drugs, even insulin or any of these other drugs for type 2 diabetes, the more damage you're doing to your body, and it will not cure your diabetes. You can cure your diabetes. As I have said many times, these diseases don't fall from the sky, nor do they just happen, nor are they genetic. We give them to ourselves slowly, one day at a time, over a long period of time, by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Once we learn how to do those things properly, God promises we will be free of every disease. Write this text down, Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. God says, if you obey my laws, that includes these health laws, my commandments and my decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. Well, how does he do that? And how did he do it 3,000 years ago when that promise was written in the Bible? That was long before doctors and nurses and drugs and hospitals. He did it then the same way he does it now. And that is by our using only things that God has created and using them only in the form that God has created them, not modified by man. God doesn't approve of using drugs. People are using drugs all the time. The drug companies want to get everybody in the whole world on drugs. But in Revelation 18:23, God refers to drugs as sorceries and witchcraft. The word sorceries in the Greek is pharmakia, pharmacy. Because drug medications don't cure disease. They don't cure high blood pressure. They don't cure diabetes. They don't cure heart disease. All they do is address your symptoms. They make you feel better while your disease continues to progress. And diabetes is the second leading cause of blindness in America and the first leading cause of amputation of the feet and legs. Who wants to go there?
Well, why don't you hold that thought for just a minute? Let's quickly go to Robert is calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question for Dr. Lorraine Day. Hi, Robert. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. While you're on the subject of diabetes type 2, I have a sister who has that affliction, but recently she's been prescribed a statin drug by her physician, 20 milligram dose per day, and that's kind of scaring me pretty good, and I'm wondering if you could kind of give me some insights maybe I could pass on to her.
In other words, basically taking a statin drug. Well, basically, of course, what you want to do is get Lorraine's material from her website and get your sister certainly onto the proper diet and the water and the sleep and the other things. But the major thing is the diet. The diet is absolutely essential. Would you agree with that, Lorraine?
Yes, the diet is absolutely essential, but also learning how to handle stress and all the other statin drugs have all sorts of side effects. Statin drugs have, almost every one of them has over 100 serious adverse side effects, some of them life-threatening. Your sister did not develop diabetes type 2 because she had a deficiency of drug medications in her life, right? Nobody gets a disease because they go, I haven't taken enough drugs in my life, that's why I have a disease. That's why drugs don't cure the disease. What cures the disease is learning how you gave it to yourself, and then that's very empowering because then you realize, I can change this. I gave myself cancer. I didn't mean to. I was ignorant, as every doctor is ignorant of how to prevent disease and cure it. I was ignorant, but I learned how to do it, and it's all done by natural methods. Drugs never cure disease. I didn't take any drugs when I had cancer. If you go to my website at drday.com, you'll see the huge tumor I had on my chest. It was the size of a softball. I did not have a mastectomy. I had enough knowledge by that time. I'd watched so many thousands of patients die from the treatment we doctors give them because we never learn how to cure a disease in our medical training. We only learn how to harm the patient's immune system more by giving the person drugs. So I did not do any of that. Your sister can get totally well. She can reverse her type 2 diabetes completely if she's willing to do what it takes and change her life.
Well, there you have it, Robert, and get her to drday.com, drday.com. Get her material, and certainly I've known Lorraine for many, many years, and certainly I've never known her to say something that wasn't true. So you really will benefit, and your sister will benefit. And it sounds incredible. I mean, how could this possibly be true? Well, basically, unfortunately, physicians mean well, but they never learn this sort of thing in medical school. I never learned this in medical school, and it was only after I got out of medical school, after I really was getting ready to give up my practice of medicine, I began looking into this and realizing the wisdom and the truth in it. Anything else you want to say or ask, Robert, before we let you go?
If you could quickly state again what your view was on this statin drug thing, please.
On the what now?
Well, the statin drug will not cure her diabetes. All statin drugs have dozens and dozens of very harmful side effects. No drug will cure her disease. The only person that can cure her disease is the one who gave it to her, and that was herself.
And basically, Robert, the thing is, go up on the Internet and suddenly to type in statin drugs and then complications statin drugs. You'll be horrified, or suddenly, basically, if you know what the specific one that they're giving her, and just look up all the complications, you'll find that these have all sorts of complications, and I bet your sister doesn't have any idea all the potential complications that come with the use of statin drugs.
So that further complicates her diabetes issue, is that the bottom line?
Right.
It will give her other diseases in addition to her diabetes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, go up. I want you to do that. Get on your computer, find out what statin drug she has, and just ask for the complications for that specific one. You'll be horrified when you see it, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you kindly for your time and courtesy. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call. And that question or comment, of course, for Lorraine, because she's on the front lines of this battle. She's been at it. It's pretty close to, 20 years
20
now?
20 years. That's right.
20 years.
20 years since I was diagnosed with severe cancer. I got so bad that I was over 2 years. I got so bad that I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. And here I am, alive, well, cancer-free. Healthy as a horse. I have the energy I had 40 years ago. I can do anything I did 40 years ago, and I'm going strong. And most people think that I'm at least 15 years younger than I am. So go look at my picture. I've got a picture on my website. You'll see a picture of me at the top when I was 60. And then you'll see, if you look, click where it says, is Dr. Day still alive? You'll see a picture of me at 74. Most people think I was, at that age, I was even younger than 60. And now, in 3 weeks, I'll be 77, so I'm 3 years from 80, and I feel like I'm 30.
Okay, fine. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Lorraine, but certainly there's so much disease out there. And unfortunately, certainly when you go to a medical meeting, as I do on a regular basis, why certainly we know that the drug companies are very often sponsoring it. When you read a medical journal, why, of course, the drug companies sponsor that. You go to conventions, there are all sorts of certainly exhibits put on by the drug companies. The drug companies send people around to your office to talk to you, and basically the whole idea certainly is to get you to use their product. And your doctors are never going to hear of the potential complications that can come from the use of the medication. So basically we have Shelley on the line. If our producer will go ahead and transfer Shelley over to us, why, we'll go ahead and hi Shelley, where are you calling from?
From Eastern Washington.
Okay, we're good. Glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Thank you. I do have a question. I'm scheduled to have a hysterectomy soon. And I just wondered if Dr. Day had any suggestions or recommendations.
Why are you going to have a hysterectomy?
It's due to prolapse of the uterus.
All right, fine. Dr. Day, Lorraine, what do you think?
Okay, it is unlikely that prolapse, which apparently is, when you have a prolapse of the uterus, it's causing, the doctor will tell you it's causing pressure down in your lower abdomen and in your pelvic area. But frequently people have a hysterectomy and the symptoms they were experiencing before get no better. What you really need to do is, first of all, God didn't give us an excess of organs. We're supposed to keep all the organs we were born with. And they'll probably take out your ovaries because they'll say, you're postmenopausal. Is that true?
Yes.
They'll say, well, you don't need them, and then we take them out, then you won't get ovarian cancer and all that. But then that will throw you further into menopause. The ovaries are necessary even in a woman who's postmenopausal because they still produce some estrogen. And so you need them. And when a woman has a hysterectomy, it is a very traumatic thing to the body. And I have seen women who've had many operations for many things, but the most thing that the operation they struggle with the most is a hysterectomy.
Well, Lorraine, can they actually do a suspension operation?
Here's the way you do. The suspensions don't work much, and the mesh doesn't work either. Here's what you do to strengthen your lower pelvis, and that is, number one, stop doing things that cause your tissues to be lax, such as if you're taking medications, if you're on any cortisone, prednisone, if you are eating animal products, all of those things. You get all the hormones from the animals, and those cause your tissues to be more fragile. And then you have to start exercising. If you not just the Kegel exercises, they really don't do anything. You've got to start vigorous exercise. Go to a gym. Start doing weight training. Start walking or running or at least walking. Start doing things that will start to strengthen your tissues. When you sit on an exercise bench and do knee-ups, bring your knees up to your chest. All those kinds of things strengthen your lower pelvis. That's what you need. And you need to stop eating sugar because sugar will decrease the elasticity of your lower pelvis. So you need to do those things rather than have a hysterectomy, because you can't reverse that once it's done, and it is unlikely to help your problem.
Okay, anything else you wanted to ask there? Shelly, before
I
ask you.
I guess that's all. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thank you for calling. Let us know what happens. And let's go to Sharon is calling from Spokane. Hi, Sharon. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and basically we're going to be good. What was your question? And then we're going to go to a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Okay, I think I heard Dr. Lorraine Day on a video that she did. I wondered if she was a surgeon in San Francisco.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. This is Dr. Stan. Now, Sharon, what was your question?
I just heard the end of your program, so I didn't get the beginning. And I wanted to know if Dr. Day ever did a video about her cancer, because she sounds a lot like a woman that was a doctor in San Francisco that...
Well, this is the doctor from San Francisco. This is the doctor. This is Dr. Day from San Francisco.
Yes.
So to answer it, and basically, of course, the DVDs, you can get them through her ministry. And if you didn't get that, it's that you go to her website, Dr. Day, drday.com. Anything else, Sharon?
Okay. No, I just wanted to thank her for what she's doing, because I had breast cancer and I went to a vegan diet and I've been doing what she's recommending, and I just want to say it works.
Really, did you get over your cancer, Sharon?
I did, and I've been perfectly healthy. I'm 72, and I haven't been sick in 5 years, and I ride my bike and do lots of stuff. So I think that going God's way is the way to go.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you. That's great. That's great. It works.
Yeah, and thank you for what you do. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Let's go to Charlie here. Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Are you there?
Yeah, hi, Doctor. Excellent program again. Dr. Day, would you comment on the use of microwave ovens, please?
Yes, they're bad. They're bad. They destroy the food. They make the food into poison, take the nutrition out of the food. And if you stand within 4 feet of a microwave, you're going to get damage done to your body, too. I never use a microwave oven, ever, ever, ever.
Does that answer your question, Charlie?
Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
Yeah. And I have a whole section on it in my workbook called Getting Started on Getting Well on Microwave Ovens, and that's part of my starter package. And you can find that on my website at drday.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, Lorraine, we're just about out of time. Basically, of course, I'm supposed to have a guest from Turkey tomorrow, this next hour. I'm not sure we're going to have him. Would you, by any chance, be available if he's not available?
Sure.
All right, well, probably what we'll do is we'll hang up on you and suddenly call him. And then if he needs you, I will call you back. How's
all
that?
Right, that's good.
God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank
all
you so very much.
And, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, our guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, and we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Hopefully we'll have our guest for the next hour, but we'll just have to wait and see. This is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Lorraine Day, because I think her information is vitally important. And I certainly have known Lorraine for a better part of 30 years. She is certainly one of the outstanding people. She was well on her way to becoming a full professor at the University of California. And then, of course, miraculously, then she had her illness, and, the rest is history. Under many circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us and you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand what's really going on from the point of view of health, from the point of view, certainly, of the world conspiracy, to bring about a one-world government, certainly what's going on, certainly, is financially, what is going on historically, what's going on militarily and politically, why, but of course, really behind everything, we're discussing the powerful spiritual forces that are directing the course of the world. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, our telephone number is 1-888-1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927. And you can certainly join our Tape of the Month Club. You get our four best tapes or CDs in the month and our newsletter, or you don't have to take them at all. Some people like to get them, or we can certainly email you the telephone. We can email you the reports and just send you the DVDs or CDs. That's your decision. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll go to our website. That's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, there, of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can certainly read our newsletters, and certainly William Grigg writes the newsletter now. Of course, I wrote it for the better part of 15 years, and so you can pull down the newsletters that I wrote. But of course, there you can read some of the treatises we have. We have a section at the top of the page, just below the blue banners, other items around the internet, and basically we post something there every day or two that will help you understand what's going on. Some of them are humorous, some of them are very factual, but basically I put things up there that I think will help you to better understand the forces that are working in the world today. So if you'd like, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Why, of course, I think you'll be fascinated by what you see. Now, basically, of course, we do want to point out that we have many, many things that certainly we offer. We have a 4-CD set on aspartame. Why is that? Well, because aspartame is a deadly poison. It's in 14,000 food products distributed in America and throughout the world. And you need to understand the danger of an aspartame, NutraSweet, or this whole gamut of chemicals. And they are certainly there, but we hope that you'll want to get that 4-CD set. It's called Aspartame. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have a talk I gave on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And basically, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It looks like we're going to have Dr. Day with us the next hour, the regularly scheduled guest, who is supposed to come to be with us from Turkey. We haven't been able to reach him. So if you have a question or comment for Dr. Day, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.